This is GQDN for Friday, September 12th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. But you can also get Quest Worthy while you're there. It is good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, only two things. Nintendo Direct happened today, but we begin today with pushsquare.com because a Sucker Punch artist allegedly lost their job after the Charlie Kirk comments. Now, for those who don't know, Charlie Kirk was a political commentator that was shot dead in Utah this week. Now, as of this recording, it has become apparent that the shooter has been apprehended. But this isn't about that. This was about Drew Harrison, which is the senior staff character artist at Sucker Punch, because they made the ghost of Yoti. Drew Harrison, because of this, got up on Blue Sky and said, quote, "I hope the shooter's name is Mario so that Luigi knows his bro got his back," end quote. Now, several hours later, the comments were reported to her employers and in the case, Sucker Punch and Sony, at which at that time, she got back up on Blue Sky and said, quote, "Maybe instead of emailing people's employers, y'all should be emailing your reps and demand gun control immediately," end quote. After that, she got up on Blue Sky again and said, quote, "If standing up against fascism is what cost me my dream job I held for 10 years, I would do it again 100 times stronger," end quote. May Charlie Kirk rest in peace. But we will talk about this on the next weekly show, I would assume. And this as well. Eurogamer did have everything that was announced in today's Nintendo Direct. So here we go. Now we know that Mario's birthday is today and he is 40 this weekend. And Nintendo, well, they're in a celebratory mood, especially in the latest Direct Showcase, which had a lot of Mario stuff in it, from the releases to the brand new tennis game as well. So here is everything that they said. There is a new movie. The Super Mario Galaxy movie was revealed, and the movie will be coming next year. But with that, Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 are being re-released for Switch and Switch 2, both separately and as a bundle. Now, they're $40 each, but both will arrive digitally on the 2nd of October, with a physical release to follow. And the Mario Galaxy themed amiibo will arrive next year. Then they went to Mario Tennis Fever. That'll be coming to Switch too, on the 12th of February next year. And Super Mario Brothers Wonder is getting a Switch 2 upgrade. So if you got it on Switch 1 games, well, now you're going to get one on Switch 2. But then it went to Yoshi. It's Yoshi. And Yoshi is up on Switch 2. So he'll be there next spring. It's Yoshi and the Mysterious Book. That's what they showed. Then they went to different stuff. And then it was Dinkum. Wait, Stormlancers? That's out today. Dinkum will be coming to Switch on the 6th of November, but the demo at the eShop today. Popocom, which is a platform adventure, will be out this winter on Nintendo Switch. Tomodachi, Life, Living the Dream, will be coming to Nintendo Switch next spring. Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection will be coming to Switch 2. The physical release date is the 12th of December, but it comes to the Nintendo eShop on the 30th of October. Now, Final Fantasy VII Remake Integard will be the first game in the Square Enix's Final Fantasy Remake Trilogy, coming to Switch 2 on January 22nd. Pre-orders are now available. And they also said that Dragon Quest VII Reimagined will be launching on February 5th on both Switch and Switch 2. Hades 2 will be coming to Switch 2 on September 25th. But if you want the physical version, it will arrive on the November 20th this year. And there will be more amiibos. The Kirby Air Riders will be on November 20th. And that would include Bandana Waddle Dee and his rider. And the Kirby Air Riders Direct will be happening soon. Then they went to Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment. And that's the third game in Tecmo's hack and slash Zelda spin-off series. And it has a release date, November 6th. Tears of the Kingdom preview comes to Switch 2, also on November 6th. And the pre-orders start today. I did say Dragon Quest 7, right? Yeah, I did. February 5th. Once again, coming to Switch 2. Virtual Boy Nintendo Classics will now arrive February 17th on the Nintendo Switch 2 and Nintendo Switch. Fatal Frame 2 is getting a remake that should come out early next year. And they did say that there will be some new Switch 2 upgrades. One Piece Pirate Warriors 4 will have more enemies on the screen. Overcooked 2 gets camera play this winter. Stardew Valley is getting mouse controls. 4-person split screen and game share support this autumn. And 5 new levels of mouse support will come to Human Fall Flat next year. Power Wash 2 Simulator will give players more things to clean and now be confirmed going to Switch 2 with a split screen option this autumn. Silica Game Planet will be coming to Switch and Switch 2 this winter. Game share is supported. Metroid Prime 4 Beyond is getting a release date and that will be on the 12th of December 2025. With some amiibos confirmed. Standalone Samus, Samus on a bike. Well, they only said two. But that'll be arriving on November 6th. And Psylux will accompany the game in December's launch. Oh, that must be the third. And if you got Donkey Kong Bonanza, there's a paid DLC for it. So Donkey Kong fans will be getting the chance to return to Donkey Kong Island in the paid DLC this year. And you'll have some different stuff to explore. And the DLC will bring some new Emerald Rush Challenges mode available across all levels. So DK Island in the Emerald Rush is on the Switch eShop right now. Main game and demo. Mega Dimension. We got a peek for the Pokemon. Pokeball. This is a classic murder adventure. Dragonropa 2 coming to Switch 2 and Switch next year with some bits. Wallop Things in Dynasty Warriors. Origins will be next year. There's more hack and slash action from Koei Tecmo. And that's on the way to Switch 2. It'll be out on the 22nd of January this year, with a paid DLC arriving at the same time. Monster Hunter Stories 3, Twisted Reflection. So that will be coming out on Switch 2 on March 13th. Capcom's got another hit. Gotcha. Resident Evil Requiem has been announced for Switch 2 as well. Now it's going to be on all the consoles on February 27th next year. Oh, by the way, Resident Evil 7 and 8 are coming as well on that very day. Good luck with that. Last but not least, Fire Emblem. Already yet, not yet. Already better yet, it is. Like I said, Fire Emblem is back and is a fantasy series with some turn-based battling with Fire Emblem Fortune Weave will be on the Switch 2 next year. That is it for everything. That's right. No show tomorrow. So, you can find me at Joe Brums on Blue Sky and X/Twitter. And you can find me on twitch.tv/JoeSpace here in a few minutes, probably. And on twitch.tv/stackup.org Sunday mornings. You can find Golvin at Golvin Versus on X/Twitter and Blue Sky. Go check out the Monkcraft podcast as well. He has been doing some World of Warcraft, so I would imagine he's got some stuff coming for that one. And twitch.tv/Golvin Versus. That's right. And by the way, you can email the show at thegroupquest.com, and you can go check out thegroupquest.com for all of the podcasts that we have there. Lots of good stuff there, because we do record most every Saturday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on twitch.tv/DonForge. This has been a DonForge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you on Monday for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.